crunched up. When you're ready to choose, choose them. For 3.5 decades, they're known for their thoroughness. When they assess the damage on the car, they make the list and they fix everything. They are totally thorough. They don't skip any steps in the repair process. In fact, their processes are so good that one of America's largest insurance company videotaped them doing automotive body repair so they could show others, this is what we expect from you. You should expect the best from them. And that's a car that will look as good as new, maybe better, after they've done their magic. Talented people, state-of-the-art technologies, and a commitment to do it right. You can't do better than Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of forecasts you can look at.
The poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the internet projection. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yes, welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour. I'm Joey Clark, filling in for your usual host, Greg Budell. Alongside me this afternoon, Rosie as always, Eddie Bader is back, and Seth Spotlow is here. Welcome.
And here they are.
So, it is Friday. We will be taking requests at 272-9228. However, you know, it's been a week.
It has, man.
You know, good 7 God. Days in one of those weeks, yeah. And 24 hours to a day, 60 minutes to an hour. And I've been working the last few days, 9 hours straight here on the air. And in a second, we're going to go to...
Stop it.
you're already giving the game away. In a second, we're to go to the president. He started speaking to declare a national emergency. Oh, okay. About 26, essentially half an hour ago, 30 of those minutes that we've been discussing.
Did you guys get to watch it at all during
the
show?
No. So I will be taking this and seeing it for the first time. The stock market, however, just closed up 9.36%. 1,985 points on the Dow Jones Industrial. That is after a fall, a precipitous fall, bigger than the 1987 crash at 9.99%. yesterday. So things are looking up, and the market started to take off as Trump started to speak. And so we will bring you exactly what the president said as he declared a national emergency. Now, whenever any president, even one that I find very charming and humorous, I do have the best blood. I do. It's powerful blood.
Better than that tiger blood.
Right. Yeah, you better believe
winning.
It. But before we go to this, and right now, live, what's happening is Trump is in the Rose Garden. He's taking questions from the press, and it's turned into the usual thing. Y'all were sitting there giggling like two little schoolgirls. Did yes, you we notice were. That, Rosie?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, we
about
were.
When I mentioned I've been working these 9-hour shifts. Now, occasionally, when I'm going through something that's a little bit anxious, I'll joke about it, and I might complain in an Eeyore-ish manner. But I often, and I think y'all can attest to this, off-air, when people say, oh, you're going to do 9 hours, I go, yeah, it's just me sitting on my butt talking.
Have you heard that, Seth?
Tell the truth.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, you've heard that, right?
Yeah. You're so scared.
I'm not. I'm his friend. I won't forget his dinner.
But apparently you have friends that think I'm a little soft and I'm complaining when they're actually putting their back into their work.
Well, they weren't complaining. They were just wondering, well, really, what does Joey do? Does he have to pick things up and put things down in the studio? Or
not for money, no.
No, right.
Your ego. Uh-huh.
Really? See how it's going to be spotlight. Today, yeah. Rosie.
Yeah, Joey, good. I will say in your defense...
Yes, ma'am.
That mental stress can be just as debilitating as physical stress.
You're right. Because today the phone line lit up.
It
there were like four phone calls.
You out.
And Joey didn't know how to handle it.
Debilitated.
Yeah.
Actually, oh, you do not.
He looks really good.
See, what they're going to try to do today, folks, is just constantly rag on me.
You look fabulous.
He does look fabulous.
You look fabulous,
even
Joey.
You know, Rosie, I don't know if it's been like this for you before in life, but there have been occasions I've noticed with guys I know in my life where, like, they'll get the band back together. And by the band, I mean all their ex-girlfriends will get together. And all their ex-girlfriends will commiserate, if not bond, over ripping on their ex-boyfriend. Right now, that's what it feels like. Ever since I took over the morning show, my two exes here...
Yeah. Exactly.
...are just... They're coming together to rip on Joey.
Well, what I was about to say when you said the biggest and the baddest, mm-hmm. I was about to say... It may not be the biggest, but it definitely will be the baddest.
Welcome to Happy Hour. 272-9228. But we do need to be serious here. Let's go to what the president had to say. This was about half an hour ago.
Okay.
Let's listen in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Get some audio?
Yeah. Come on and speak, Mr. President.
Oh, he's going to... Big pause.
Beautiful day in the Rose Garden.
Yes, it is.
Appreciate everybody being here. Today I'd like to provide an update to the American people on several decisive new actions we're taking.
There it is.
Better. In our very vigilant effort to combat and ultimately defeat the coronavirus. We've been working very hard on this. We've made tremendous progress. When you compare what we've done to other areas of the world, it's pretty incredible. A lot of that had to do with the early designation and the closing of the borders. And as you know, Europe was just designated as the hotspot right now, and we closed that border a while ago. So that was lucky, or through talent or through luck, call it whatever you want. But through a very collective action and shared sacrifice, national determination, we will overcome the threat of the virus. I also announced Wednesday night, following the advice of our medical professionals, who are doing a tremendous job, and we appreciate it very much, that we're suspending the entry of foreign nationals who have been to Europe in the last 14 days from entering the United States. Citizens, permanent residents, and our families, any of the families returning from Europe will be subject to extra screening as well as self-isolation for a period of 14 days. As the World Health Organization confirmed today, many of the things that what we said were 100% correct, including our designation before them of Europe. Like our earlier very aggressive actions with China, this measure will save countless lives. I appreciate a number of the folks behind me, a number of the people behind me said that that saved a lot of lives, that early designation. But it is only the beginning of what we're really doing, and now we're in a different phase. We had some very old and obsolete rules that we had to live with. It worked under certain circumstances, but not under mass circumstances. They were there for a long time. They were in place for a long time, and we're breaking them down now. And they're very usable for certain instances, but not for this. To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately. You're going to be hearing from some of the largest companies and greatest retailers and medical companies in the world. They're standing right behind me and aside of me. I'm also asking every hospital in this country to activate its emergency preparedness plan so that they can meet the needs of Americans everywhere. The hospitals are very engaged. New York and various other places are also very engaged. I just spoke with Governor Cuomo. We had a very good conversation. And we're working very strongly with many states, including New York. The emergency orders I'm issuing today will also confer broad new authority to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Secretary of HHS will be able to immediately waive provisions of applicable laws and regulations to give doctors, all hospitals, and healthcare providers maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and care for patients. This includes the following critical authorities: the ability to waive laws to enable telehealth, a fairly new incredible thing that's happened in the not so distant past. I tell you, what they've done with telehealth is incredible. It gives remote doctors visits and hospital check-ins the power to waive certain federal license requirements so that doctors from other states can provide services in states with the greatest need. Number two, the ability to waive requirements that critical access hospitals limit the number of beds to 25 and the length of stay to 96 hours. The ability to waive the requirements of a 3-day hospital stay prior to admission to a nursing home, big thing. The authority to waive rules to hinder hospitals' ability to bring additional physicians on board or obtain needed office space. They can do as they want. They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done. The authority to waive rules that severely restrict where hospitals can care for patients within the hospital itself, ensuring that the emergency capacity can be quickly established. Will remove or eliminate every obstacle necessary to deliver our people the care that they need and that they're entitled to. No resource will be spared, nothing whatsoever. 10 days ago, I brought together the CEOs of commercial labs at the White House and directed them to immediately begin working on a solution to dramatically increase the availability of tests. Other countries have called us and worked with us, and they're doing similar things or will be doing similar things. As a result of that action, today we're announcing a new partnership with private sector to vastly increase and accelerate our capacity to test for the coronavirus. We want to make sure that those who need a test can get a test very safely, quickly, and conveniently. But we don't want people to take a test if we feel that they shouldn't be doing it. And we don't want everyone running out and taking only if you have certain symptoms. Using federal emergency authorities, the FDA approved a new test for the virus. We did this within hours after receiving the application from Roche, a process that would normally take weeks. We therefore expect up to 500,000 additional tests will be available early next week. We'll be announcing locations probably on Sunday night. I want to thank Roche, great company, for their incredible work. I'd also like to thank Thermo Fisher. The FDA's goal is to hopefully authorize the application within 24 hours. It'll go very quickly. It's going very quickly, which will bring additionally 1.4 million tests on board next week and 5 million within a month. I doubt we'll need anywhere near that. At the same time, we've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals. The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car. I want to thank Google. Google is helping to develop a website. It's going to be very quickly done, unlike websites of the past, to determine whether a test is warranted and to facilitate testing at a nearby convenient location. We have many, many locations behind us, by the way. We cover this country and large parts of the world, by the way. We're not going to be talking about the world right now, but we cover very, very strongly our country, stores in virtually every location. Google has 1,700 engineers working on this right now. They've made tremendous progress. Our overriding goal is to stop the spread of the virus and to help all Americans who have been impacted by this again, we don't want everybody taking this test. It's totally unnecessary. And this will pass. This will pass through, and we're going to be even stronger for it. We've learned a lot. A tremendous amount has been learned. I want to thank Deborah Birx, and I want to ask her maybe to come up and say a few words as to what's happening. Dr. Birx is a highly respected person. I've gotten to know very well over the last 6 days.
I'm going to pause it here, folks, because then the whole task force, as Trump is saying these things, and there's a lot there, but the long and short of it is this. They are pulling out all the stops and removing any barriers, any regulations, any licenses getting in the way of allowing doctors to get testing done and to treat people. It is actually quite a move. And this is why, as Trump was speaking, the stock market just rolled off, almost made up all the losses that we had from yesterday. The whole team is there, including, speaking live now, is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Mike Pence is there, Secretary Azar of Health and Human Services, the leaders of the task force. And it is inspiring confidence, at least in the markets. Mm-hmm. Now, we might in a bit go to the question and answer period that's been going on now. It should be interesting to see how the press is dealing with this, because I began the show with the Trump Can't Win compilation once again. Number one, because it's a lot of fun to listen to.
Yes, it is.
Even if you're not a big Trump supporter, the surprise and shock of that evening
is nice.
Yes, it was nice. I remember that night I laughed and went, excuse me, pardon me, folks, the crazy bastard did it. Yeah. I laughed, and then I kind of went, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
He did it.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens. And I have to say, as a bit of a skeptic, not just against Trump, but anybody with that much power, he's proved himself, I think, not perfect by any means, but exactly what the nation needs. And right now in this moment, I have to say, on Tuesday night when he addressed the nation, that was not his greatest moment.
No, but I wonder how much of that, Joey, was the... And I've even heard Ben Shapiro come back and talk about the teleprompter.
Right.
And you could tell something was going on.
Yes. It seemed a little off. And also the way it was written wasn't exactly clear. They had to clarify afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so I remember watching that Tuesday night going, this is not up to snuff. But to see the turnaround in the next... last few days. This has just been a crazy week. I'm losing track of time. It is resounding to see this sort of response from the president, from the federal government, and the response in the markets.
I was going to say, obviously, people are listening positively because look at the market.
Right. And if we look locally here, we did, as we reported this morning on News and Views, have our first case of coronavirus test positive here in Alabama, here in Montgomery County.
Any more news on that, Joey?
I'm not seeing any more tests confirmed, but we should expect more.
Oh, definitely.
This morning on the news, they were talking about somebody was out of state and came back, and they were sick, and they're Jacksonville State up in Gadsden or whatever.
Yep.
So they're supposed to know something about this afternoon.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are in the medical community, and we're hearing things through the grapevine, but I'm going to wait till public announcements, of course. But, I mean, it's to be expected. As we test more, this is very infectious. It's been described as though, it's like trying to stop the wind or stop a river with your bare hands. You can't really stop the spread. What we're hoping is that as that denominator on the fraction of how lethal this is, the lethality ratio and percentage, is that denominator grows there and we have more and more cases and less people dying from it, we will start to understand this.
But I think, too, Joey, the United States has gotten a little bit ahead of it, whereas countries like Italy and Iran and other places, it kind of overwhelmed them before they reacted. The United States, with the leadership of Trump, we've been a little bit proactive as we can be. So I don't think, I know right now everybody's going nuts, but I think in a week from now, some calm will come back over.
I listened to the that dude that was on
Rogan.
Yeah, and that was a very informative podcast about all of this, and the guy really knows what's going on, and he's worked on bioweapons and stuff of that nature.
Right.
And it's a very eye-opening, and I mean, some of it's kind of bad, but I mean, it just shows you that if you just do the normal stuff, you should be okay.
Yeah, who Seth is talking about, and I don't often do this, I did this morning, I like Joe Rogan, but a lot of times it's just fun and interesting cultural stuff. It's been described to me, and it made perfect sense. Joe Rogan is like Oprah for men.
Yes.
So
Michael Osterholm.
Michael Osterholm. It's Joe Rogan Experience, episode 1439. Michael Osterholm is an internationally recognized expert in infectious disease epidemiology. He is Regents Professor, McKnight Presidential Endowed Chair in Public Health, and the Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, and on and on and on, has many titles. And he laid out his group. Really called the trajectory of this.
Oh, yeah.
And he laid out a lot of detail and insight into what people can do. His goal was not to freak people out, but just to give knowledge. I've watched a lot of media in the last few days, folks, and a lot of the national media. And I have to be blunt. The national media, especially the politically tinged media, and I'm talking about left and right, this is not a partisan point, has really just pissed me off. And this resource, this episode of Rogan, was just so informative, so interesting, and they talk about more than just the coronavirus. They get into things like Lyme disease, as well as the past things that have come in, the MERS, SARS.
That disease for the deer.
CWD.
And he's been doing this for since like the 80s.
Yes.
He worked on Lyme disease when it first happened, MERS and SARS. So
if you want to get more informed about how these sort of things happen on a scientific basis, I highly suggest that episode. But we are now seeing the president and the team getting things together. I have to tip my hat to Dr. Fauci. He's been fantastic over these last few weeks. And let's be blunt. The federal government really did mess up at the CDC level and did not have enough tests ready to go. They were not ready. But now that that is being rolled out and the private sector is being brought to bear, and then some of the examples in declaring this national emergency, for instance, it'll allow Secretary Azar, standing right behind Trump there, the salt and pepper bearded man with the thin glasses. It'll allow Azar to waive laws that enable more telemedicine, telehealth services, allow remote doctors visits, hospital check-ins, will waive certain federal licensing so doctors in like Georgia can come to Alabama and all over the country. It essentially is removing a lot of limits and regulations that slowed this down. And so I'm very hopeful that things will move forward. I was already personally not freaked out, but to see the response is going on pretty robustly is great. Now, at the local level, earlier today, the mayor here of Montgomery, as well as of Pike Grove, they canceled all city-sponsored events. For instance, we're going to go to a comedy show tonight.
Right.
That has been canceled, though Bert Kreischer canceled it on his own before the city made any moves, which is surprising for Bert.
For Bert, that's a
we thought he was
Bert.
Disgusting, but, you know, he's great.
I listened to his new podcast with Marin, and he didn't say anything about it, and that was Wednesday.
Right. It might have been pre-recorded.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they just really, I don't think they were going to announce it. I think they were going to wait to the last minute.
But the city moved on to say the SEL Rodeo is canceled. The half marathon tomorrow has been canceled.
Impact is shut down.
Any large grouping, they are suggesting staying away, 500 or more. Now, it'll be up to you. I've not seen anything when it comes to...
The Price is Right?
No.
That's April 1st.
Right. We'll look into that. I've not seen anything when it comes to churches and no clear calls yet on schools either. So I would suggest, folks, call your local church, talk to your church and what they want to do. It'd be best to address them directly. And same with parents of schools. Get in touch with your principals. I think it'd be better to announce that at the local level for each particular school. We'll see where we go. I think we're going to get through this. And I tend to think, economically and politically speaking, we will come surging back with a vengeance.
And with the schools, the kids are very unlikely to get it.
Right, which is a blessing.
Which is great. I mean, they'll get it, but they won't get sick from it. But the problem is they'll get it, and they won't get sick, but they'll go home and give it to mom and dad.
Right.
And then we're SOL.
Right. We have to play this out. Common sense at the local level action. The state is pretty on top of this. I've been quite impressed. I believe Dr. Scott Harris, he's been fantastic, at least in the press. I think things are starting to work together. It always will be a few mess-ups when government takes robust action, whether it's war or something like a health crisis like this. So we will see where it goes. But I have to say, coming back to my point I've been making since Tuesday, or at least Wednesday morning, the political press, and we'll see what they're doing right now in the Rose Garden. They're live asking the president questions. Different demeanor from President Trump. He's usually very combative with the press. He seems much more stern and somber on this occasion, as is appropriate. So we'll see where this goes. We've got to hit a quick break here. Coming back to Jim, James, others, if you want to call in, 272-9228. A little serious for a Friday, but it's been a serious week. It has been, well, it's been a heck of a week. And it's a bit unnerving to see all these closings, to see everybody sort of try to figure out what exactly this is. But we will figure out what it is, and we will continue to rise. I don't think any sort of terrible, terrible thing is inevitable, and that's the God's honest truth.
It's kind of nice to see everybody come together.
Yes.
And because after everybody's been so divided, right, it's nice to see everybody on the same page about something.
Amen. More happy hour. I'm Joey Clark. He's Seth Spotlow. You just heard that golden voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Those pipes.
Man.
Eddie Vader.
Yo, yo.
And Rosie.
Hello.
You really are. You're the true godsend.
She really
oh, definitely.
Is. She's got the wings and the wipes.
We'll be.
Would any other woman show up to a studio? Any other woman show up to a studio with three idiots like us in here behind
she
the
would line?
Amen. Amen. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, it's Greg. The cost of buying a brand new car has kind of left you sticker shocked. I suggest you do what I do. Not once, twice, but six times. And that's shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. A car is only brand new one day when you think about it. So I bought a 2019 Rogue, had 12,000 miles, 24,000 additional warranty miles, and the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper powertrain warranty. Everything that's got the Jack Ingram name on the back is a car that's been vetted. By that I mean the vehicle history's been checked. If it's been in wrecks, they don't sell it. The interior is checked out. If it's clean and pristine, they sell it. If not, they don't. And most importantly, their mechanics go through those engines with a fine-tooth comb because they're really not interested in selling somebody else's troubles. So no matter what category you're shopping in, we have bought under $5,000 at Jack Ingram, under $15,000, and under $20,000. And there's unbelievable choices in every type of vehicle and every brand. So whatever you're interested in upgrading to, you can do it with Tip Tames and that great team at Jack Ingram. By the way, Greg in the finance department has over 20 options. So if credit has kept you from looking into something different and upgrading your current ride, stop by and talk to them to see what they can do for you. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online, jackingram.com.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal. Your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial LLC.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At
participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
American Medicine Today. We speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators. Reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday noon to 1 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are congested all the way around the boulevard at all the major intersections. Very heavy traffic around the boulevard this afternoon. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. A couple of other congested places. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, the Wetumpka Highway, Fairview Avenue, Taylor Road, and Atlanta Highway. Very busy out there this afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in Emergency Medical Technology, Precision Machining, and more. Call Trenton State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey. Welcome back to Happy Hour. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. This is Joey Clark filling in for Greg Budell. I hope he's doing all right down in Florida. From the Book of Faces post, he looks like he's doing great. Like
you look good today.
Yeah?
You do look good today.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm feeling lucky. Yeah. I went St. Patty's Day early. I might have to wear it again, on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Next week, that's when St. Patty's Day is. But, yeah, we're doing well. We're a little behind the clock here, so we're going to go through these calls quickly. We've made plenty of running room for the president. And we might go back to this Q&A with the press coming up. Looks like the president's team is doing a darn good job of it, and that I appreciate. But I really appreciate folks. You know, Rosie and I were just talking off air about what churches are doing to take measures. I just love the fact that people are taking personal responsibility. One thing that was unnerving me earlier in the week is everybody seemed to be looking to what do the leaders, so to speak, want us to do. And they do play a role and they are important. But to see people taking their own initiative and being responsible and hearing all these plans at the local level all the way down to the community church level, it's fantastic to hear. We'll get through this, folks. So 272-9228. Jim, how are you?
Okay, can I come out of my house now? I've got to make a run for the toilet paper.
Oh,
before it's all gone. No, I'm just kidding here. Yeah. I buy it in these big packs. I've already had some. I bought out them. But anyway, that's ridiculous. But I'm just wondering now, this is going to be very interesting tonight. I will be scanning the channels to see how the mainstream media will be spinning this 1985 run on the stock market.
Right. Now, have you had the chance to watch this press conference that's going on?
Yes.
What is your thought, your impression watching it live? Fantastic?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, everything. And that one woman, I wanted to reach into my screen and slap her upside the head.
One reporter?
Probably saw her, the one that was asking, so you're saying you're going to have a million of these Sunday night? I mean, she must have worked for MSNBC or something. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to get to that. I've not seen that yet. We haven't got to the Q&A.
Yeah, she kept hogging the microphone, kind of a Jim Acosta type move. You know, you can't have the microphone, but you know. But anyways, this has been very informative, and you can see how the stock market. But as soon as this thing started, you could see it shooting up, and. Like I said, I'm going to see how they're going to spin it tonight. They're not the mainstream media is not going to like this. Trump's looking too presidential here. He's got some good information coming out, and we don't need that, you know. So yeah, it's been very good.
Very good.
I look in a couple months from now, maybe things will be headed in the right direction, but maybe sooner than that.
Well, maybe this is the wake-up call we needed to get our house even more in order on an individual, community, and national level. So maybe it's a, it seems like a curse, but it's actually a blessing in disguise, but we will see. Thank you, Jim.
All right, have a good one.
That's a good way to look at it, man. Yeah. I like the positivity of that.
James.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. God bless America, and I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did I hear this morning, did I hear a fact or fiction, did Biden or Bernie call the president stupid or something derogatory, didn't have any sense, or...
I don't remember off the top of my head. I wouldn't put it past them, but I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know.
Something that supposedly happened yesterday in some kind of press. They were talking to him, and I didn't catch but the tail end of it, and I was calling to find out because it seemed like it was Dan because he was really upset about something.
He might be referring to the speech Biden gave yesterday, which you watched yourself, and it was just the general sense of it. Biden okay. ripping okay. on the president's response.
Okay. Well, that okay. And the corona, they discovered a person in all I could hear was Montgomery County. Did they ever give a little bit better clarification of where the person was?
No, and I could continue to look, but the last I looked at it, they're being pretty tight-lipped about any identifying information about the person. We do seem to know that it was somebody who fit the categories for at-risk, so either they had an underlying condition or they were 60 or 80 and up, or they had both of those, and that's all we really know.
Okay, well, that was what, you know, when Tom Hanks, you know, I'm 67, no, I'm not, I'm 68, and type 2, so, you know, there he was, 66 or 63, whatever.
Right.
And I said, you know, I need to not scream running into the night, but, you know, we do need to be a little bit more aware of our surroundings, but, anyway, that's all I needed. And again, you're doing a good job. Hey, we'll keep going. And I'm looking forward to the election. And God bless America.
God bless America. Thank you, James.
Take care, James.
272-9228. Going to hit another quick break here. Just a lot of moving parts, if you can't tell. I'm being a bit intense about it, but it's an intense topic. To see these swings going back and forth in the stock market is truly surreal. And I wonder, I might have to text Brant McDonald here, see if he'll call in at some point today.
I hope he's going to call in, yeah.
It's nice to see some green up there.
It is. I think the markets liked what the president had to say today. Be right back, folks. More Happy Hour, 272-9228, if you want to call in.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama reported its first case of coronavirus. Governor Kay Ivey's office made the announcement this morning. The case was found in Montgomery County. The Alabama Department of Public Health recommends people cancel or avoid large public gatherings with more than 500 people. Schools and workplaces are not included. And as more warnings increase to avoid crowds due to the coronavirus, blood drives around the nation are being canceled. The Red Cross says it needs healthy, eligible people to donate. But at the same time, donations are vital now more than ever. Plus, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed announced that all City of Montgomery-sponsored events are now canceled. Saturday's Half Marathon and the annual SLE Rodeo are on the list of canceled events. In addition, travel has been suspended for all city employees. Montgomery County officials say offices will remain open, but you are encouraged to use online services and resources as often as possible. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of abnormally warm March weather will continue for the next several days. A few scattered showers possible this evening. Not every town will get wet. Overnight low temperature falls to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Sunday, boy, what a warm weekend. High temperatures in the low 80s both days. Some isolated showers are possible. They'll be widely scattered. Many towns will stay dry. Monday and Tuesday, still warm, upper 70s at least. Rain chances very small both days. The pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend and probably into early next week as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. Welcome back to Happy Hour. Quick segment here. Clint is on the phone, but very quickly, sometimes the internet is just so absurd, especially when fact check websites decide to fact check satirical websites. For instance, this is a recent fact check. It says they're fact checking a viral image that says Tom Hanks has a volleyball to keep him company while he's quarantined. If you didn't know the news, Tom Hanks tested positive for coronavirus while he's filming Australia.
And Rita Wilson, yes, his wife.
Yes, and they're both fine, but they aren't feeling well, and they had some mild symptoms, so they got tested. And apparently there's an image going around of Tom Hanks holding Wilson the volleyball during his quarantine, and PolitiFact has rated that false. Thanks!
What? Come on.
No, it's just like really PolitiFact. Yeah, we needed to know that.
But
because
I don't even
believe
it.
People go around believing that the volleyball Wilson is actually in Tom Hanks, I mean, the world's going to end. If we don't get that fact straight, you know, such a thing as a white lie. It's called being funny. Let's go to Clint. Clint?
Go to who?
Clint, you.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm surprised that
Ms. Roseanne knew who I was when I called, so that's
You have
that's
a very
good.
Distinct voice.
Yes, mm-hmm. You do.
Imagine she is that. Amazing.
You know. Can't help it. Well, hey, I got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the flu, you have certain symptoms. Tiredness, loss of appetite, you get the chills, you get a fever. What is the symptoms for this new virus?
I want to be exact so we can look those up for you, Clint.
I think it's basically the same thing.
Basically the same.
That's what
that's
I think.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's what I think. And he said...
Now, what's the difference between this virus and the flu?
It's basically the same.
Well, it has apparently in other countries more of a lethal rate. It kills more people.
Your immune system compared to age.
Here from the CDC are the symptoms. Fever, cough... Shortness of breath, yeah, pretty much like the flu. It's like a coronavirus. It's in the family of coronaviruses.
Right.
Symptoms may appear from 2 to 14 days after exposure. And that's part of the problem, Clint, is that somebody, you know, you could get it, I could get it. And for several days, we don't even know we have it, but we'll be walking around and we'll be contagious.
And it's easily transferred because, I mean, right. just by air, breathing close to somebody.
Right. And the fact that it's tough to identify in that regard is, I think, what's freaking people out the most.
So what you're saying, you know, the flu comes up pretty sudden. I mean, it happens. It just happens. Boom. And this virus does not.
Well, and the flu changes year to year, but yes, this is even more difficult to track. And also because we don't have vaccines for this, we can't mitigate this. That's part of the problem.
Well, we don't have a vaccine for the flu. They say we do, but, you know, people still get flu when you take the vaccine. Huh?
That can't happen, but generally we do have vaccines for flus each year, yes.
Yeah. Well, this kind of cares to me. I just don't get it. I think they're just giving another name to the flu. I'm a conspiracist. So, is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right. Well, yeah. I don't agree, but it's all right. Friends yep. can disagree.
All right. Have a good day, guys. You have too. A good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now, yeah, it's crazy today from my perspective, folks. We've got these TV monitors here in the studio, and they're just going from state to state, showing press conference after press conference, health officials, governors. Kay Ivey didn't appear at the press conference. I believe she released a statement. Interesting.
That's smart.
Yeah, probably smart. Yeah,
she's probably scared she's going to get ambushed again.
Oh,
yeah,
that was terrible, man.
Wait, remind me what happened there.
The guy that got put down the other day
mm-hmm.
because he was part of the ambush.
Oh yeah.
Kay was talking about something, and then this sister and I guess a friend or somebody his sister come up and was like, "Hey, how do you feel about doing this? Blah blah
hey,
blah."
You killed my brother.
Yeah, and she Ooh. Walked off, and as she was walking off, they were like, "Murderer."
That's a pretty intense situation.
Yeah, man.
Especially, yeah.
The situation.
They got her out of there pretty quick. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy week.
It has, man.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. Every week has gone crazy.
Let's hit this break. 272-9228. I promise it's happy hour. Well, I'm happy.
Should we be happy now?
I'm happy.
Happy, joy.
We'll be right back.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
Limu. when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Big installation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com and we'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug. Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it!
Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Big installation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com and we'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Moderate traffic on both interstate systems around the boulevard. That's our most congested area. East South Boulevard, East Northeast Boulevard. Got a lot of cars on the road. Congestion on all the major red lights. Other than that, some congestion at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill on the way to Wetumpka, Taylor Road, and the 31 up to Prattville. Little congestion there. Watch out this afternoon. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I am not a particularly handy person, which is why I do not mess with electricity. So when our home needs something, we call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. There's all types of reasons to love these guys in this company because they know what they're doing. First of all, they're all master certified electricians, the very best of the best. If you live in an older home like we do, it's a good idea to have them check out your system to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to an electrical fire. They are absolutely devastating. Mr. Electric has installed an outdoor fixture for us. We asked them to put in our ring